it's so hard to be alone. We sit in crowds, in the darkness of crowds. We seek solitude and weep when we find it. Information is being brought to us so fast. Information comes through the air. Information comes through the wires. And all the information just makes us grow darker. I dyed my hair black. I got steel going through my face. But I still gotta work. I still have to deal with people who, because they wear a tie, they think they're better than I am. I sit in front of the wire. And I broadcast everything I can. I've learned how to strike back. I've learned how to rewire so that I can use the box. So that we strike back.
Society is fucked! That's what's wrong, it's all wrong! It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now! We've been all raised by media, these icons don't exist, and we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you! Have some art, friends, you little fuck! Have some Hollywood Squares! Have some fucking Jeopardy, it's a joke, it's a fucking gag, man! And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name! Don't kill yourself! Kill other people! This anymore. I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna go up to the window, and I'm gonna throw my fucking chair through it. It's gonna watch, I'm gonna fall out of sight, see it fall into traffic, down into the traffic below. And I bet you some car alarms are going off now. I bet you some car alarms are going off now, aren't they? Or I'm gonna shave my head and tattoo shit on the insides of my eyelids to reconfirm my convictions every time I fucking blink. It'll be great, and I'll have my own lights and my own system, my own rules, cause I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of having to deal with other people telling me what to do 24 fucking hours a day.
You know, sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street doing their thing. They're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting and resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job? Isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a life and have a kid? Carry on. I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to scream in the microphone, talk to a kid, talk about the internet, going off about cyber rights? Really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up. But then again, you've got the other side of that. You see, you got the other side where if you go in and you sell out like that, if you allow the world to kind of come in on you and press you down and eventually grind you away, it's not the big conflicts that get you. No, no, no. The daily grind is every day getting up. It's every week getting on the air. It's every single time somebody opens their mouth and you have to try as hard as you can to make sure you can correct them in a way that doesn't get you arrested. Yes, that's the gradual grind of being someone involved with the cyber culture. That's why you have to choose the clothes you wear. Choose the